Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelow
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We've got kind of a more woo-woo episode for you here, but it's got a lot of practical applications. And this is just really fun stuff because today we get to talk about energy and emotions and vibrational frequencies. So if anybody's ever told you that you have high vibes or someone else has low vibes, by the end of this podcast, you'll know what they mean, and you'll know what to do about it. If you feel yourself getting into a lower vibrational frequency, you'll know why it's important. You'll know all the goodies about it. And it really all starts with energy, because you've heard us talk about energy maybe in every single episode. And there's so many different dimensions of it, but there's one thing that we can all agree about. Even if we don't really know what energy is, we know it's important. And you know what it feels like to have low energy, and you know what it feels like to have high energy. And I'm not just talking about like energy you get from coffee. I'm talking about the energy you get from your life, from the people around you, from what you do. And I'm willing to bet you've met someone who is so low energy, they've thrown you into low energy, and all of a sudden it just kind of feels like you're moving through mud, and it just feels like everything is harder, and it feels like everything's just kind of gray, and you become Eeyore with a cloud of rain over you, and it just sucks, right? And on the other side, you know exactly what it's like to meet someone who has such high energy that all of a sudden your problems seem like nothing, and it feels good. And it's like the clouds part and the sun is there. And all of a sudden you feel lighter and you can't help but smiling and things get even easier. And you know what that's like too. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what that energy is, where it comes from, and what you can do to make sure you're constantly at that high energy state.
So this is fun because I love that you brought up how different people have different frequencies or different energetic states. And one of the reasons why Dan and I actually met, to give you guys a little bit of background here, is we met at an event and I was so magnetically attracted to Dan, not in like a sexual way, but in just like his energy was just so appealing to me because I was like, ah, here's somebody who's like just glowing and beaming with living in like much more energetic state. And so when we first met, a big reason of that was because him and a few of the other people that he was spending time with, I was just like, wow, I like you. Like, these are my kind of people. Like, I want to go and hang out with them and vibe with them. And little would you have it, now we're doing a podcast together. So this is, again, one of the just real life examples of how when we're talking about energy and when we're talking about people, it really does make a big difference how you're showing up in your life and the emotional frequency that you're putting out. So we've spent a lot of time talking about energy. I hope at this point you guys understand that it might just be a little important, just a smidge. And so what we want to talk about next is really understanding those different emotional states and how each emotion has its own vibrational frequency. So what do we mean when we say that? What we mean is that if you were to look at the actual brainwaves of different emotional states, different chemicals in your body, you would see a huge shift in the frequency of each brainwave. And so this is where we can bring in a little bit of science behind just the woo-woo talk, to where it's not just theory, but this is actually stuff that you can see and record. And what's interesting is, as you move into much more of these waves, these brain waves, where your brain waves tend to become more incoherent, right? They're moving it much faster and they're very much all over the place. That's when you're living in these emotional states that tend to be a much lower emotional state, right? A much lower frequency. And so what's happening here is your brain literally isn't really communicating very well. It's like all these different pieces are trying to have a conversation all over each other, but nothing's really communicating. And it's just kind of trying to deal with that emotional state because it's not able to really have coherency there. So when you step into emotions of frustration, of anger, of sadness, fear, hurt, or guilt, right, you're living in some of these much lower frequencies. And as you start to move out of these emotions and you step into emotions of love, joy, bliss, gratitude, freedom, abundance, what happens in your brain is beautiful because your brainwaves start to slow down. And instead of being all of these crazy patterns all over the place and all these crazy lines, what you'll see on the brain scans is your brainwaves will actually start to become coherent and they'll start to move together. And when that happens, you can see that the person is starting to experience that emotional state. And so as much as it is that chemical feeling, it's also that electrical feeling, that electrical charge behind it.
Yeah. So when we talk about frequency, we're also talking about the amount of energy that is being produced by this state. And when Sophie says coherent or incoherent, a way that I like to think about it is static. The more incoherent, the more staticky. It's like energy is just going kind of all over the place. Communications are just getting all over the place. And so your energy is being lost. And you're actually slowing your energy down. And if you think about hanging out with someone who's in one of those low frequency, low vibration states, they move slower, don't they? You ever seen a depressed person talk really quickly and move really fast and their lives are moving really fast and everything is moving really fast? No. It slows down. It's hard to get out of bed. It's hard to get moving. Why? Right? I know. I've lived in that for 28 years. It's like I didn't do anything in that time. And you look at someone who is on a higher frequency, a higher vibe. They have just a lot more energy to do things. So they get a lot more done. That's why one of the reasons this is so important, right? You really want to be successful in your life, then these high vibe emotions, they're really, really important, right? They take you into not just different levels of success, but different levels of actually physically being. You produce different hormones and different chemicals inside of your blood. Your brain works very differently when you're in higher vibe emotions. And your body, here's the coherence word again, when you are more coherent, when your brain operates more coherently, it's like there's no static. The communication is clear, it's crisp, it's powerful, it's accurate. And if you think about working with a team of people, if you're trying to talk over a really staticky microphone and people can barely hear what you're talking about, your team is going to be running all over the place, knocking into each other. Some people are just going to sit down because they don't know what is going on. And you're really not going to be operating at a high level when it's clear, crisp, and precise, coherent. That is the higher vibe emotions. It's like speaking in the same room with a team of well-trained, clear-thinking people. And you just get things done and it just feels good and it's smooth. It just feels great to do it.
Absolutely. And so this is also that piece where we can look at it from a multitude of different perspectives, right? Where again, touching back on previous topics, when we're talking about your parasympathetic and your sympathetic nervous system, when you're living in that state of fight or flight, it's neurologically impossible for you to be able to step into those higher vibrational, emotional frequencies because your brain is stuck in the mode of survival. And so it's only going to be able to elicit emotions based on that survival mechanism. So emotions of fear, emotions of lack, those lower emotional frequencies, because that's what needs to happen in order to get your body to survive. So it's paramount that when you're wanting to move from these lower vibrational frequencies into these higher vibrational frequencies, that you understand you have to actually work with your body and brain. That you have to be able to shut off that fight or flight system and get to a place of calmness where you can be at peace with those other emotional frequencies and start to create internally the higher emotional frequencies that you want to experience. And so we'll start to use some words here is starting to want to step into that place of love, of gratitude, of joy, And as you start to move into those states, the only way that you can move into them is if you let go of the emotional state of fear, of lack, of stress, of anger. Because you can't have both at the same time. It just doesn't work. You have to have one or the other. So the question then comes around, what do we need to do to let go of those lower emotional states so we can start to move into these higher emotional states where we can start to live from and create this as part of who we are?
And if you listen to a lot of the other episodes that we've got, we've given you a lot of tools to start shifting from one to the other to the other. And we're going to keep on giving you even more. But I'd like to give you a little bit of a ladder of emotions here so that when we're talking about high vibe emotions or low vibe emotions, you actually know what we're talking about. Now, I'm going to present two different models to you here and tell you why. So the first one is just from the lowest vibe and moving upwards to higher vibes so that you know what we're saying and you kind of get the idea of there is a hierarchy of emotions. And remember, the lower you are, the harder things are going to be. The lower your energy is going to be. The more you're going to have to work to get anything done and the less fun you're going to have. Oh, and here's another really important thing. So when we're talking about pulling things into you, attracting people, opportunities, or business partners, clients to you, remember that these vibrations get sent out into the world and people who resonate with them will be drawn into them. So if you are constantly operating at a low vibe, and you'll know the emotions, go over them in just a second. If you're operating out of these lower vibes more frequently than the others, you're going to be attracting opportunities and people who match it. So it behooves you, not just because it feels good, but because it's also a tool for success to steadily increase the amount of time you spend in even higher vibe emotions. So let's go over this. Now, the first scale I'm going to give you is from, of course, you probably got sick of us mentioning his name, but hey, we love his work.
Love
do
it.
Good work, you know, just do good work, man. Keep on killing it. Dr. Joe Dispenza. And he has this beautiful diagram in one of his books where he goes over and he actually shows you visually what it kind of looks like and the amount of energy that gets produced by each one of these states. And he says that lust is the lowest frequency. Now, this may be why I absolutely cannot stand going to strip clubs. I've been taken to them and I cannot stand it because that lust energy makes me creeped out. I hate it. I can't stand it. I can't deal with it. It feels like it's almost physically painful for me. And that, I guess, is because it's so low vibe that it's just, ugh, it just feels uncomfortable. Think about the last time you were hanging out with someone who's just lustful. Ugh. So we move from lust going up to pain, to victimization, suffering, shame. This is getting higher vibe now. Guilt, fear, anger. Now we start moving into the higher vibes of control, power, will. And now we get into the really strong, high energy producing gratitude, appreciation, joy, love, freedom, and bliss. So if you can shift yourself out of feeling, say, guilt, shame, fear, or anger into even just a little bit stronger ones like power, will, gratitude, and appreciation, you will dramatically change the results that you get in your life. And in a bit, we're going to give you another way to look at this so that you can shift easily and gracefully from one of these lower vibes into one of the higher vibes.
Absolutely. And to touch on a few things that you mentioned, Dan, because such powerful points, you attract what you are, not what you want. And this is so true energetically, right? You attract people, opportunities, possibilities that are equal to your current emotional state, which is why, as we've talked about many, many times in previous episodes, it's so important to do the internal work first so you can create the external result or the experience that you want to have. So the other really big thing that I want to touch on here is understanding that these lower vibrational frequencies, these lower emotional states, that what's actually happening here is you are contracting energy, meaning you're pulling energy from outside of you and you're pulling it in. So you have less and less of what we would call, it's almost like you become less and less magnetic in a sense, right? You're depolarizing yourself in a way. And so as you start to move out of these lower emotional states and you move up into these higher emotional frequencies, these higher vibrational states, you start to actually expand your energy. You start to send out more energy. And it's almost like you become brighter. You literally become more energetic. And that's really what it comes from. Whereas instead of living in these lower emotional states where you're kind of just pulling energy from everything and everything is just kind of really exhausting and draining, these higher emotional states allow you to expand your level of awareness, your level of thinking, and if you really want to get into it, your level of consciousness, to where you can truly experience life in a whole different way, and you will attract opportunities equal to that emotional state. And so just imagine how incredible your life will be when you're living from a state of love, of joy, of peace, and you're attracting opportunities equal to your emotional state, and how different your relationships, your career, your finances would all be when you're living from these states.
Now, I hear a lot, I see a lot as well, of people talking about, man, I just need more energy. All right, what kind of coffee should I be drinking? What kind of energy drink do I need to have? What can I add? What kind of supplements can I add so I can have more energy in the day? Yeah, just get into a higher vibe. You can do that by yourself. You don't need a supplement. You will have even more energy right there. And it's amazing. Once you start doing this for yourself, you'll feel it. You'll get it. And then the beautiful thing is, because of that state of attraction, you'll start pulling in other people who also have even more energy, and they'll give you even more energy. And so you start creating this environment filled with energetic people who share and give energy to each other. And that is stronger than any cup of coffee you can ever have. And if you're a business owner, right, finding or attracting amazing clients who are fun to work with and who will pay you whatever you charge, that seems to heal a lot, doesn't it? Right? A lot of people's like, oh, you got some problems? Get some more business, attract even more clients, and that'll give you even more energy and have even more fun in your life. And it does wonders, and you start building this momentum of even more and even more energy and even more fun, and it'll spill over into all the rest of your life. And so that's why we're saying, you know, it's not just about feeling good. You know, being happy is not just about feeling good. Finding your joy, not just about feeling good, even though it's awesome. This is a real powerful tool to get what you want in life and attract it to you instead of having to go out there and find it or brute force it. Have it come to you. Have it be magnetically attracted to you. Now, there is a really important thing here. You're talking about shifting from lower vibration into higher vibration. It is very challenging to make sudden leaps. So a lot of people will say, okay, well, I spend a lot of my time in anger. But you said bliss is the highest one, so I'm going to go from anger to bliss. And then they get really frustrated when it doesn't happen. They say, oh, this is a bunch of BS. It doesn't work for me. I'm just going to be even angrier. And that's because it's sort of like going from sitting on your couch all the time to running a marathon. It's not the greatest idea. And it's really freaking hard. I don't know anybody who can really do that. I certainly can't. I've got to learn how to run 1 mile first. I can do that, or maybe even a half mile, depending on how I'm feeling. Now, after I can do that, okay, well, now I can run another half mile. And after I learn how to run one, then I can run two, and on, you can baby step your way up. So if you think about that with your emotions, it's going to be a lot easier. So I'm going to give you a ladder here that you can use. So instead of making these enormous leaps and then getting upset when it doesn't work, I'm going to give you something that can just inch it. Inch it forward and keep inching it up until you get to where you want to go. Now, this is a little bit of a list, so you can write this down. We'll put it in the show notes so that you can see it, and then you can help yourself moving from lower to higher. So here's the scale, moving from lowest to highest. Now, I got this from Abraham Hicks, and I love the work done by Esther Hicks, also known as Abraham Hicks. Huge name in the law of attraction. And a lot of their stuff is emotional work. They talk a lot about lower vibe, higher vibe, shifting from one to another, and the importance of it. And so they give a ladder here so you can inch your way up instead of making these big leaps. And at the bottom, they have fear, grief, depression, despair, and powerlessness. Now, if you go from that to passion, good luck. But it's probably a lot easier to go from that to insecurity and guilt and unworthiness. You could probably go from fear to insecurity, right? Just shift it out. And you can almost tell yourself, it's almost like on command. And then from there, you can probably move from insecurity and guilt and unworthiness to jealousy. And maybe from that to hatred and rage. That's easy. From jealousy to hatred, piece of cake. It's almost just focusing on just something that's an inch to the side of what you're focusing on. It's like, God, I'm so jealous of that person. That person has my life. Nah, I freaking hate them. You could do that. That's easy. And then go from that to feeling revenge. I want to get revenge on this person. That's simple. Go from hatred to revenge. It's like in the same breath. And maybe from that to anger. Easy. But notice, by the way, if you do this step by step by step, you've gone from fear, grief, and depression now to anger. Great. Maybe from anger to discouragement, then to blame. That's a piece of cake. Feeling discouraged. I got to blame somebody. Perfect. Easy. To worry. From worry to doubt to disappointment. Then to overwhelming and frustration, irritation, and impatience. See how it's like moving in shades, like from bright white to a little less, to a little less, to a little less, to a little less. Then pessimism. Pessimism to boredom. Perfect. But now look at what you've done here. In just a little bit of time, you can move from fear and grief and depression to boredom. That's amazing. How about from boredom to contentment? Yeah, I'm bored. You know what? Actually, I can look at this or that. Yeah, not so bored. I'm okay. I'm content. Then from contentment, maybe you can get to hopeful. I'm all right with what I got, but maybe I can make it better. Well, from hopefulness, maybe get to optimism. And from optimism, move to positive expectation. The difference between optimism and positive expectation is optimism just saying, like, it could be good, to it's going to be good. I expect it to be good. And then from there, you can move to enthusiasm and eagerness and happiness. That's just adding even more energy. Well, I expect it to be good. Oh my God, it's going to be really awesome. I can get really enthusiastic. Oh, I'm eager. I can't wait for this thing to happen now. And from there, you can move to passion. And from passion, you can move to joy, appreciation, empowerment, and freedom, and love. And you can move all the way up the ladder, bit by bit by bit.
Love this. I just want to give you guys this extra little tool here. And it's what I use with a lot of my clients when we're working on the inner world, right? The outer world is more simple because it's strategy, systems, and whatever else you need to develop and processes in your external environment. But your inner world is really focusing on your internal environment. And we break that down into about four stages. The first stage is your physical self. Once we get your physical self to where your physical body is operating well, right? So if, like, if for instance, you're really sick, it doesn't really matter what we do emotionally there. If you're physically sick, it's going to be hard for you to be able to access any of that. So we have to take care of your physical body before we can move into the next phase, which is your emotional self, your emotional world. So what I'm talking about when I say this, and this is going to align perfectly with what Dan's talking about, when we operate your physical world and we optimize that to where you're operating at your full capacity physically, then you then have more emotional capacity to experience a higher range of emotions because you literally, biologically, neurochemically have that space. So we work on your physical world, your physical self, then we move into your emotional self. Now, here's what's interesting. The level after your emotional self is your mental self, right? Meaning you can only think to the capacity of your emotional state. Which is why, as Dan's talking about, it's so hard to go from such a low emotional state of anger and jump all the way up to this emotional state of love, right? Because you have to slowly change that frequency. And as you're changing that frequency, that emotional frequency, you're opening up more and more of your mental clarity so you can start to see things differently, right? And that's that whole process of, okay, let me move from one state to the other. And it's almost like an evolutionary process. but it's mandatory because as you go from jealousy to anger, it's like, okay, now I have more energy because I'm angry. But instead of feeling sorry for myself, now I'm going to go ahead and get revenge and I'm going to start to see more opportunity and your mental clarity starts to open more and more and more. Your soul starts to evolve. And the last piece in this, as you move up and up and up and you begin to step into these higher emotions of expansion, is what we call the soul level, right? Your soul self, where we work on your spiritual self. And so that is where we get into this whole world of consciousness, of expansion, of really being able to create from within you and recognizing all of these emotional states. And I think one of the most important things that I really want to make sure that those of you listening understand here is that none of these emotions are wrong, that you need all of them. And that it's important you understand that, right? It's important that you understand that you do have to go through and experience each of these at some point or another, but not making yourself wrong for experiencing any of those and knowing that it's there to help serve you in your evolutionary growth so that you can continue to develop that mental clarity and step into a more spiritual self.
Exactly. And I think that's a great place because honestly, Sophie and I could go on forever on this, but we've given you a ton. And this is another one. It's a little bit more of a dense episode. Might want to review it because of how important it is. And you can take immediate action on it. How? By looking at that emotional ladder and by baby stepping yourself up and just keeping it with you so that if and when you do feel you're a little bit lower vibration, you want a little bit more energy, you want to ramp things up for yourself, and you want to attract even more opportunities and amazing people to you, you're going to have a tool. You just look at that ladder and ask yourself, well, what can I do to get from this state to that state? This little baby step. Okay, cool. Now I'm here. What can I do to get to the next one? And just practice that. And you're going to be able to systematically and strategically up your vibes until it just becomes a habit of excellence. So that's it for this episode, guys. Thank you so much for spending your time again with us. We'll see you in the next one.
See you then, guys.